Beloved radio friends, we welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus and ask that God will bless His precious word as we study today and in the ensuing days of the week, the closing section of the Great Olivet Discourse. We come to Matthew chapter 25, the closing words of our Lord Jesus in this great message concerning His second coming, verses 31 through 46. For here we have what the Lord Jesus will do when He comes back to the earth. We would like to read particularly the opening words of verse 31, and reading, if I may, verse 32 together with it. The commencement of that time, which the Scripture reveals could be called the judgment of the living nations, when our Lord Jesus, back upon the earth, sets up His earthly throne. Listen to the two words, or the two verses rather, that we read. Verse 31 and 32 of chapter 25. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. Could I read the words again? Oh, get the perspective picture that is brought before us. The Lord comes back to the earth. He comes in power. He comes in glory. He comes attended with holy angels. And He sets up the earthly throne of His kingdom. And then He shall sit upon that throne. Oh, my beloved, when the world saw the Lord Jesus on that last occasion when they rejected and crucified Him, they gave Him a crown of thorns. But when He comes back the second time, He will be crowned with glory, and He will take His place upon the earthly throne of government to rule over the nations of the earth. What a day that will be! Surely we can say from the words of the Lord Jesus in this blessed discourse of the Olivet Message that He consummates the discourse with that blessed return and that glorious appearing when He shall establish that earthly throne and take His blessed place upon it. But I want you to note what it is said as we open the words of verse 32. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. Beloved, here we have without any question of doubt those who will be living on that occasion. All the nations of the earth, the living of the nations, please let me say, rather than seeing this prospective judgment as being a judgment of nations as such, but it's out of the nations that the individuals who are alive are to be judged. We have called this, and we continue to call it, the judgment of the living nations, or the judgment of those who are living among the nations when our Lord Jesus sets His throne upon the earth. Again we repeat, the time of it is indicated. It is at that visible appearing of Christ with His angels, when He thus is seated upon His earthly throne, the throne of David. And then, may we not be reminded that as He takes His seat upon that throne, He becomes the executor of judgment. And have we not in many preceding messages emphasized the judge of all the earth will be the Lord Jesus Christ Himself? From John chapter 5 and verse 22, we once again quote with authority that is divine by the Holy Spirit, when the Savior said, "The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." The words of the beloved Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 17 and verse 31, as he spoke to the Athenians on Mars Hill and declared that the day was coming when God would judge all the earth by that man whom He hath ordained. And Paul added, whom He has raised from the dead, indicating with no shadow of doubt, once again the executor of worldwide judgment will be the Lord Jesus Christ. But consider with me also, as we have noted in the statement we have read in verse 32, the opening part, the scope of that judgment. All nations gathered before Him. These will be the living who remain upon the earth following the great period of the great tribulation and all of its judgments that have preceded. And the Lord Jesus, having slain the enemies that were fighting against him, now sets up his earthly throne and calls the living to thus the place of judgment. I know not how many millions, how many thousands upon thousands will be living when the Lord Jesus comes. But may I say, my beloved friends, those who shall be living at that time, they are to be separated one for the other. For please note with me now, I want you to note the end of verse 32, the purpose of the judgment as we read it. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. My beloved, may I state that judgment will determine who among the living upon the earth are righteously worthy to enjoy his earthly kingdom. Whether it be the saved Gentiles as well as his earthly people, who will share the kingdom with him under that reign of great glory. And please let me say, my beloved friend, there's going to be a tremendous separation. The just from the unjust, the godly from the ungodly, the righteous from the wicked. Oh, when you look at the world today, it seems to be greatly filled more by those who are wicked in the predominance of conditions. But when our Lord Jesus Christ returns to the earth, there's going to be a final separation. And thus the Lord will bring them one by one before him to separate them one from another, just like a shepherd would divide his sheep from the goats. I'm sure I do not need to go any further in this 32nd verse, but to remind you, one classification of these people, one class will be called the sheep, the others will be called the goats. May I indeed make it very clear, perhaps I have not done so up to this point, but may I make it very clear, and we'll make it clearer still as we go on, that surely these nations are among the Gentile nations of the world who shall be brought before him to be separated. Now, apart from Israel, we'll see more about Israel as we go further on. But apart from Israel, may I say the nations of the earth little realize today there's coming a separating day when out from all the nations the Lord will separate the godly from the ungodly. Oh, what a time of judgment it will be. And if you may read as we go on, we read, he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and he shall put the goats on the left. Do I need to emphasize? The very reading of it makes it very clear. Those on his right hand belong to him. He calls them sheep, his sheep. Those on the left, they are called the goats. They are not sheep. My beloved, may I raise the question, incidentally, are you one of his sheep? What a joy it is to be a sheep of the shepherd. Ah, many of you know and have read or have heard that blessed shepherd song, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that? For, oh, my beloved, what a joy it is to know the shepherd. May I remind you that in that blessed 23rd Psalm, you not only have the secret of a happy life and even of a happy death, but you have the secret of a happy eternity. As the psalmist closes it with those words, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we can recognize, here's the division, if you don't mind. There are those whom he calls sheep. There are goats, those whom he calls goats, and he separates them. Now note verse 34, if you please. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Please may I note with you, do I need to note how carefully, how clearly it is presented? These sheep are the favored ones. These sheep are the ones who are blessed of the Father, who are going to inherit the kingdom which is about to begin, a kingdom that was promised from the very beginning of the world. And now the kingdom, when the Savior appears and on the throne takes his place, is about to commence. And these sheep are the blessed ones to enter that kingdom. May I say this, my beloved, if you were to be living at that time? I know not whether you will. Which would you be? Would you be a sheep or would you be a goat? And the Lord bids them to come and enter into that kingdom. And yet, if I may go down with you, please, in the chapter very quickly. Let me go with you, if I may, please. As you go to verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Please let me point out, before we close this meditation today, to one group he says, Come. To the other group he says, Depart. To one he says, Come, you are blessed of my Father. Come and enjoy the kingdom that I'm beginning. To the other he says, Depart from me. And into everlasting fire. Oh, beloved, which would be your portion if the Lord Jesus were to come? Oh, my beloved, may I remind you of the invitation that the Savior is giving even now? And I quote his blessed words in Matthew 11 and verse 28. Where today he cries, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And my beloved, for that conscience of yours, that soul of yours that is in a state and a condition of unrest because of sin and guilt and judgment that you may face, saith the Lord Jesus, if you come to me, I'll take away that guilty conscience. I'll remove that load of guilt. I'll remove away that judgment of sin and penalty. For thank God, when you come to the Savior, there is rest. Rest of heart, rest of mind, rest of soul. And peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, look, don't wait for the Lord to come back to the earth. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Take the Savior today and make him your own. Hear him say, Come, ye blessed of my Father. Don't let him say to you, Depart. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify thy truth. Confirm it in the conscience of every heart, of every believer as well as every unbeliever, to thy glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.